Run Sports Bank Show, Carl, Pat McAfee, Incorporated, Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
At a baby toady.
What?
That right there is Bubblegum Pino. He's a Canadian station. He's a bearded wonder. Wide.
Good day, Tony.
Brucey Bruce, what's going on?
What's going on, dude?
Was my mic fucked up?
I think we came in super hot.
Yeah. Hot. That I agree.
Hot.
The levels, I think, were crazy hot, but now we're back.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
I just wanted to make sure because I couldn't hear myself at first, but we're good now.
Couldn't hear yourself at first?
No. Like when I, hold on. Let me see.
That's you sound better. Quiet, Tony.
That's what I thought I sounded quiet too.
Yeah.
Check. That's better. How's that sound? Check.
Are we all talking the same distance away from our mics?
What do you mean?
What? Like I'm really confused.
Otter's here.
Had a baby. Hey, good job last night, Mitt.
Dude, my brain's in fucking shambles right now because I just couldn't even sleep. I was so juiced last night.
How did everyone's draft night go?
I got my ass kicked, Tony.
Gambling?
Bruce
was sitting on Kincaid for.
I tried to put that thing into existence for you, lad.
Yeah,
I tried. Yep.
Well, you know, you can't win them all.
We tried telling you just go first tight end.
Dude, that's the only bet that I won the entire fucking night was first tight end.
I mean, the over on
Will Anderson.
The over on running backs hits every year. That's like three straight.
I didn't have his over under because we couldn't take his.
I thought you took him first defensive player. Quarterbacks under is 6-1 in the last 7 years. Something to remember. They get hyped up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And like Ian said, there are only so many chairs.
You know what we have to remember? What we're told after the combine is the truth.
Normally.
Because after the combine, we were told that nobody liked Levis, and then we all fucking somehow got roped into that somebody.
Dream it up, yeah.
Levis. Like, after that, remember, next year, just put it in right now. It's Caleb Williams 1, Drake May 2. I don't want to hear anything else.
Most likely. Lock it in. Unless something crazy happens during the season. There was a Levis versus Hooker prop bet earlier on my program. That has disappeared. So it's really just teams that are going to draft guys, which I'm just going to stay away from right now. So nothing from me on the draft tonight. Anything for you guys?
So my understanding was the Seahawks were going to take Anthony Richardson, right?
Feels that way.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't got much tonight, to be honest.
I thought you were going somewhere.
Well, there's just not a lot out there right now.
Could you?
I don't know. Like, specific. Mr. Irrelevant's not for a couple of days, and I still feel like that's a quarterback at plus 600.
Oh, I mean, I'm taking Stetson Bennett at fucking Mr. Irrelevant.
I don't think you take that. You take him to go in the seventh round.
Stetson Bennett to go in the seventh, plus 280, minus 118, not to be drafted.
Quarterback position of Mr. Irrelevant. Irrelevant is 6-1.
I don't know what you guys are looking at, but I'm
so it just
I can
the Vikings. Play. Vikings were minus 310 to get Hendon Hooker. They're now plus 460. Raiders favorite now.
Okay,
ooh.
That's all. Yeah, that's it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see what happens at 32 if somebody moves up to get somebody. Great night one though. It was awesome. The draft's awesome.
Hell yeah.
We'll see how it all works out. This is Picks Friday though.
It's Friday.
What do we do on Picks Friday?
Make picks.
We do make fucking picks.
That's right, Tony.
Fuck yeah, we do.
Game starting at 4:10, I believe.
Oh, we got baseball?
Oh yeah, we got baseball. Hold on.
Or is that 5? It's 5:10.
It's baseball.
My computer's in Central Time. That's sweet.
How?
It thinks I'm in Chicago. I don't know why.
Oh, that actually sucks.
That does suck, doesn't it?
That weirdly happens. Do you have Verizon? That happens to me all the time.
Whoa.
Oh, jeez.
Right now, live, Twins, Casey, I'm unapologetically on the Twins full game, minus 1.5. Is there a score in that one yet?
No, that's the one at 5:10, right?
Rain delay. In a rain delay.
Oh, I see. I too like the Twins minus 1.5. I mean, Lyles has been bad. It's been real bad.
Yeah.
Not Lyles.
He hasn't been bad. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No, he has been.
He stinks.
Guy has not been good. You know the guy that's been great though, Bruce?
Who's that?
I don't know. You tell me.
Not the fucking ice cold Rangers, tell you that much. Ladies and gentlemen, Nicky Skates.
Well, listen to the passion on that.
Bruce is upset.
Why? Because he dressed like a jackass and cost his team the game.
Could be a jackass.
What do you want me to do? Get out there fucking morning skate? God damn it.
That's what Gumpy would do. That's these what boys, Gump does.
It's over.
Boys
are
these boys are dead.
Yep. They ain't up for it. They ain't up for a fight.
Wow.
They do seem to be struggling a little bit, Brucey. 4-0 is tough. Tough look.
No grit. No sandpaper.
I mean, you count the third period. Was that 5-0, 6-0 last Jeez. 4 periods?
Ugh. Can't have it. Ugh. We do have a slate tonight, so let's get into it. Picks Friday. Hurricanes, Islanders. Can the Hurricanes close it out now?
Oh, boy. I want to believe they can, but...
Oh, no.
Gets a little weird on the island.
Doesn't it?
Canes at plus money.
Doesn't it?
Come on.
I know. All right. If you're feeling good about it, Gumps, I will jump back into it. I was going to flip there and take the Isles because it just... They're so fucking annoying. They just won't go away.
Yeah, but you just look at it, man. Like, if it was regular season, Do you think the Islanders could beat the Canes back-to-back? I just don't believe that.
Yeah, and the Canes were coming on at the end there. It's like, you got to have a better start, boys.
Yeah.
You got to start hot. I mean,
plus 105 on the Canes is a very good number as well.
Yeah, Canes money line. Who's playing in goal? That was a bit of a mystery.
Rod the Bod's playing possum. I kind of respect
that. Little gamesmanship.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you respect that. I feel like that would normally upset you.
Hey, that place is going to be wild tonight, though. We always talk about 20,000 screaming Caniacs. There's going to be some very loud, very annoying Islanders fans singing their stupid songs and doing their chants. They do bring the juice. They
stupid
do.
Stupid songs. They do. Stupid chants.
They do. They are stupid. They do it.
Yeah, Billy Joel will be playing, I'm sure.
Speaking of peninsulas, can the bees...
It's an island.
What?
It's an island.
Yeah, okay, I know, but... Speaking of fucking peninsulas.
Okay. All out.
Can the bees close out the Cats?
Yeah, give me the bees. Meow. I think they get it done. I feel like last game was more of an aberration. Kind of a fluke with Ullmark there at the end. I'm not brave enough to take them in regulation, so I'll just lay it on the 184 there, cook it into a parlay. Give me the bees. I think they get it done either overtime or regulation. I think they do advance.
Okay.
Give me 60 minutes. It's over.
Yeah, I got the nice little profit token, so I tossed it on the Bruins tonight.
Are you taking the Cats again?
No, not tonight.
Okay.
It's all over.
Okay, so everyone kind of feels like this is it. Yeah,
I mean,
there's
one.
It's got to be. This round.
They put up a fight.
This round has been exhausting.
Same thinking as the other night. The C's didn't close it out, so then the B's didn't close it out. But guess what? The C's closed it out last night. The B's close it out tonight.
I'm rubbing off on you, Tony.
Yeah. Speaking of states that touch bodies of water, the Stars close it out in Minnesota.
Lad,
it ends tonight, baby. Joe Pavelski might be back on the fucking ice.
Pavelski's back,
and I can't sweat out a Sunday night game 7. So give me the Texas hockey boys to finish it off in Minnesota. Come on,
I'd love a fucking Sunday night game 7.
I'm also gonna take the Texas hockey boys to finish it out in Minnesota. I'm gonna take them puck line too.
Okay,
I think they'll get the empty netter. I think they'll take care of business. Now, granted, I have been wrong in a lot of these elimination games. Sure. The only one I've really gotten and felt good about was Vegas, but I think Texas hockey can do this. I think. They've gotten the better of Minnesota throughout the entirety of the series. Minnesota doesn't seem to have a real plan. They just run around a little bit. And, you know, their big guys aren't quite getting it done the way Texas hockey guys are. Right. So give me Dallas puck line.
Robo scored too. He hasn't really started cooking yet either.
Texas hockey.
All right. And then the nightcap, speaking of the Puget Sound, Seattle Kraken are home dogs against... The launch.
Boy, this is interesting. I don't know if anyone saw the Kraken having a lead this late in the series. I think you thought maybe they'd be up 2-1 or something. Did, yeah. Oh, you did?
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I was wearing my toque all week.
Yeah.
And
don't let the crack get hot.
I thought the Avalanche.
You don't want to be going into Climate Pledge Arena on a Friday night.
The crack.
I thought the Lanch would take the lead here and the Kraken might steal one more and push it to 7. I did not see it going the way it has. Cale Makar will be back for the Lanch. Not sure about Jared McCann and his situation. Boys, I'm going to take the Kraken.
Hell yeah.
We're doing
plus
crack.
130. Plus 130. Finish it off, boys.
Get your lighters out, Bruce.
Home dog in a potential elimination game. I like it.
All right. We need our spoons and our lighters.
I've always wanted to do some crack.
Tonight we're doing crack.
Do you need the spoon? I don't think so. I think it's just a pipe. I think we just need the pipe. I think
we're looking. I'm not an expert.
I don't know how.
I think we're looking to smoke the crack.
I think you.
I was
smoke crack. I don't think you inject.
Feel like I was injecting, but
you can. But I don't think we want to.
You can.
That's the John Belushi crack.
All right, well, smoking tonight. We're smoking crack tonight.
Hell yeah!
Nick, thank you.
Good luck, boys.
Good luck to your Steelers tonight.
Why'd you say it like that?
What the fuck?
Because I just wanted to say good luck to the Steelers tonight.
Why'd you just say good luck to our Steelers?
Well, I don't know. Just fucking.
Holy
you're
shit.
You're leaving the room. I'll talk about
good it. Good luck, boys.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Let's go to the other playoff sport, the Association.
Ooh.
Two beautiful games tonight. Sack time goes into Golden State.
Woo!
7.5 is the number. Kind of the Warriors close this one out. I say. Yay.
Do they cover the 7.5?
Moneyline parlay, Warriors, Lakers, boom.
My
parlay,
ship it.
My parlay is, and we can both win actually. My parlay is Moneyline Lakers and then plus the 7.5 sack down. I just hope that they keep it close. I really don't care who wins, but I don't want to play Golden State after the Lakers win.
I hear you.
The Warriors Sacktown game reminds me of the Meows and the Bruins a bit. I think that the Warriors shut the door tonight.
Shut it.
My favorite angle.
What's the angle?
Curry 30 plus minus 170. Little juicy. If you've noticed, I like laying juice on player props. I think you're going to happen. So give me Steph Curry 30 plus.
A win is a win.
There.
A win is a winner.
And then in the other one, I think the tired legs are no more. I'm comfortable laying it. Laying the 4.5 with the Lake Show.
Okay. Ron's got to shoot better.
What say you, Todd? Oh, the puppies.
Give me both of the dogs and the point.
Bro, if the Lakers fuck around, if they let Memphis get this fucking
game, they will
lose
fine.
This fucking
You're fine. You're fine.
That's, all right, man.
That's
all right.
Nice and optimistic.
All right, let's go to the Diamond, which Minnesota. I'm laying the 1.5 full game.
Yep.
Anything there?
It's the only angle, Tony.
Anything there, lad?
No.
Okay. Cubbies are in Miami. Stroman goes against Jesus Luzardo. Cubs are the favorite on the money line. Dog on the first 5 money line, but not getting a half. They are -0.5 on the first 5. So I'm just going to take the Cubs first 5 money line -104.
I am with you, my friend.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, Stroman
has
been great. The Cubs offense is a lot better than the Marlins offense. And Lizardo's been getting dinged up. I think he's like allowed a 3s batting average in his last 3 starts.
You just can't be putting up crooked numbers.
I forget if he's a lefty or a righty, but I know that the split is favorable for the Cubs as well. The Cubs are the only side.
He is a lefty. He started off the season well, giving up 0-1 earned run in his first 2 starts, but then has given up 3-4 in his last 3. That would be Jesus Luzardo. Luis Castillo takes on Manoah. Seattle is in Toronto. I'm taking Mariners first 5 plus a half. I am concerned because their bats not been great.
Last time Castillo pitched in Toronto, it was lights out in the playoffs. Give me the Mariners and Cy Young Castillo plus a half.
Anything for you, Brucey, on that one?
I think that's the side. I'm not going there with you, fellas, but it's okay. That's where I would be.
I understand. Max Fried is in New York against Davey Peterson. I will take Braves first five money line minus the 150. Fried has been pretty good.
Yes, please.
Boom.
This is freaky short to me. I don't understand.
It is a little short.
I just simply do not understand how it's minus 136. Give me the Braves.
I hear you. Peterson has a 7.36 ERA.
Fried coming back from injury.
He's been back. Fried has a 0.60. He got hurt in his first start on the 30th, March 30th, and then he was out until April 17th. So he's pitched twice since he's been back. He's gone 11 2/3 and given up zero earned runs.
Sign me up.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird number.
I don't have time to ask questions about why it is what it is.
Biebs is
don't gotta tell me anymore.
Biebs is in Boston against Pivetta. I'm good on that game.
Ooh, should be a good matchup. Whitlock back on the IR for the Sox. Not good.
So nothing. Brucey, anything?
The Sox plus 1.5 on the run line being minus 160 is the most tantalizing angle from my perspective. Obviously, Bieber will probably be pretty lights out in the early going. But I could see, you know, kind of the over hitting where at Fenway on a Friday and the Red Sox are in the ball game.
Eflin goes against Giolito, Rays versus White Sox. I thought this one might be a little short too. I'm going full game minus 150 on the Rays.
What time is
another that? Good number on the Rays?
7-11. It is Giolito night game, but I'm taking the Rays.
I'm going to make a fucking baseball pick. I'm taking the White Sox. First five plus a half. What's it at?
There you go.
Hell yeah.
Probably a good number. Decent number. Anything for you, Brucey, on that one?
It's short again. I mean, I like every favorite. You can ask me any question. It's like, oh, I like the favorite in that game. I like the favorite in that game.
All right, well, let's talk about this one. Texas is a huge favorite against your New York Yankees. DeGrom, 3 ERA. His expected ERA is like a 1.0 something, so I think giving up more runs than he's supposed to early in the year. I'm not laying that much, though. Even though Clark Schmidt stinks, I'm not laying that much against
him. Oh, we got Clarkie on the mound?
Yeah,
we got Schmidt on the mound. He pitched well last time out, but
Rangers are minus 1.5 first five. Like, I'm not doing that.
That's crazy. Yeah, give me the Yankees first five plus 1.5.
Probably a good move.
I didn't see that line. But Judge is probably out for the year with a little hip discomfort, so tough to be too kind.
Brewers and Angels, anything? Anybody?
Brewers, first five money line.
Okay.
Wade Miley for you, yeah. Huh?
How
about Nola and Framber, Philly and Houston? I'm good.
Give me Astros, first five money line.
Okay. Merrill Kelly and Freeland, that's Arizona and Colorado. I'm good.
D-backs first five money line.
Okay. Since he's in Oakland, Louis Sessa and Drew was Rosinski. I'm good on that one too.
Yeah, I'm out.
And then give me I'm back on May Day. Dodgers first five minus 140 versus Jackie.
Against Flaherty?
Yeah.
Against our mans?
Dude, I can't believe I was excited to bet on fucking Big Dick Mountain. I'm just seeing it was postponed.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Got his ERA down to a 4.5 after a tough start.
Yeah, he's trying. He's trying hard. He's trying hard. Are you doing anything in the Dodgers game?
No, I can't. Okay. Bet on that. I love both those guys.
Dodgers anyway, you get them. Footy this weekend, pal.
Here we go. Not much Saturday. Just the Bundesliga. Okay. Union Berlin, draw no bet. Freiburg, draw no bet. Gladbach, double chance. Werder Bremen, double chance. And then Saturday night in the ML.
Hell yeah, brother.
Major League Soccer.
Hell yeah.
Woo! Atlanta plus it.
Atlanta, double chance.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Columbus on the money line.
Woo!
EFC, draw no bet. New England Revolution at plus money at home against Cincy. St. Louis money line, San Jose double chance,
what?
Chicago draw no bet,
what?
Sounders draw no bet, and the Whitecaps on the money line at home versus Colorado.
Okay.
And then to Sunday in the Serie A.
Take us to Sunday. Like,
wait, can I just get an MLS question in? What's going on with Inter Miami? We're just taking the crew at Columbus Crew at home?
Yeah.
I thought Miami was like hot boy.
No.
Hey, check what Inter Miami's been up to, dude.
Come on, dude. Don't be a mark all the time.
Is that the Beckham kid?
They almost got knocked out of the by their like
no, that's where Messi's
lower division team in playoffs during.
Don't be a fucking mark, dude.
That would be like the Indy 11 team, like
they've lost. Chicago. They've lost six straight.
Hi, my name is Bruce,
and I'm an MLS.
And I'm a mark.
Take us to Sunday.
They've lost six straight, Bruce.
I want
to
hear Serie A.
I like Lazio double chance against Inter. I got Sassuolo on the money line.
Sassuolo.
La Liga, I like Valencia draw no bet. Villarreal money line. Atletico Madrid money line.
Hell yeah, brother.
Bundesliga, I like Wolfsburg draw no bet. Ligue 1, I like Clermont Foot double chance.
Fuck yeah.
And then the classic Sunday afternoon MLS match. Give me Dallas double chance in Minnesota.
We got a derby, boys.
All right, who you taking?
Hajduk Split takes on Dynamo Zagreb, their most hated rival. But this time, it's in Split. They never play in Split because the government was like, these Split fans are like...
too crazy?
Yeah, they're like, it basically branded them as like a public hazard.
Yeah.
But give me Hajduk Split, draw no bet at home, plus 150.
All right.
Plus 150?
Yeah, draw no bet. They're plus 230 on the money line if you're feeling frisky.
Double chance?
But
double chance?
In Zagreb, they got 4-0'd. Double chance, they are minus 150.
There you go.
But they did get 4-0'd in Zagreb. There was snow in the stands. It looked
yeah, but it's Soviet a derby, dude.
It's a derby.
It's a derby in
Zagreb.
All right, boys.
I'm pretty fucking disappointed. I thought he said derby, and I thought I was going to get a horse to
next, bet on. Next week. We'll do it. We'll do that next week.
Is that next week?
Fuck.
Again, live horse racing?
Good week, boys.
Well done, fellas.
Well done.
Good stuff.
We'll be back Monday to break it all down. We'll see. Maybe we'll see if any odds changed after the draft. They don't.
They won't.
Good luck.
God bless.
Have her.
Die.